RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Is that unbelievable?
Time. Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it, right?
Flies. It's amazing. Speaking of time flying, and I'm going to come back to Mary Kay in a second, but the Pro Football Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. don't want to send you the wrong direction, they just announced within the last hour or so here, 2 hours, the 15 modern era players announced for finalists as Hall of Fame Class 2026. Do you have a vote in that or not?
I do not, no.
Okay, so we can talk about this.
Baseball, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like... You do a baseball vote? What do you vote
to? I do.
In?
Huh?
Ooh.
What do you mean?
You have baseball votes?
I voted for the Hall of Fame yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah, my ballot is due by December 31st, so I put it in the mail this morning.
Is there just one Cleveland voter, or how does that work?
No. Anybody that has been in the Baseball Writers Association of America for 10 consecutive years is eligible to vote.
Ah.
So, yeah, there's a handful of us here. Hoynsey, Sheldon, Chris Ossenheimer.
Shelly still votes?
Myself, Jim Ingram. And Zach Meisel, I believe, has got a ballot. So, yeah, there's a handful of us here.
Can we get Ossenheimer a vote, Chris? We need to get him a vote somewhere. Just for zing purposes only. So, I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, and I had a hard time again this year. And I've gone back and forth, and Dan and I were just talking about this briefly off the air. The PED guys have always been, it's been an issue. And I went back and forth on it. And I finally come to the realization that, you know what, it was a time where, you know, there's integrity of the game. But I'm not going to be Mr. Moral High Ground here as far as baseball is concerned, when you consider all the people that are in the hall.
Right.
Not to say that's right or wrong or mm-hmm. indifferent. Anyway, I feel like Alex Rodriguez belongs in the Hall of Fame. Pete Rose belongs in the Hall of Fame. Manny Ramirez belongs in the Hall of Fame. If you want to put a disclaimer on their plaque and say, oh, by the way,
they played in the steroid era.
Yeah, or they were suspended for X amount of time, what have you. It's part of who they are, but you can't ignore greatness.
All right, so I was kind of go back and
give me the list. Yeah.
So here's your list. Willie Anderson. I'm gonna. You got any music for this to make it a little bit more exciting than me just reading names?
He's a maybe.
I don't know.
For me.
Man, he's so good. Willie Anderson, tackle. 96 to 07 Bengals, and then the Ravens. Drew Brees, come on. In, out.
Book it.
I think so.
100%.
Jari Evans, guard, Saints. Got to think about it a little?
In between.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Book it.
Frank Gore.
Third leading rusher in NFL history.
Yes.
People don't realize that.
Yes.
Incredible player. Miami Hurricane.
Torrey Holt.
I'd lean yes.
Okay. Luke Kuechly,
linebacker. I love this music, by the way. Luke Kuechly, not enough for me.
Eli Manning.
2 Super Bowl wins.
Good enough. Terrell Suggs.
Man-eater.
Adam Vinatieri. Book it. You give it to him? Come on, he's a kicker.
Down the middle.
Yeah, you got to give it to Adam Vinatieri.
Another make.
Reggie Wayne.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in.
Yeah.
Kevin Williams.
Probably yes, but I'd like to look at the resume a little closer.
Jason Witten.
A lot of catches for some bad Cowboys teams.
Mm-hmm. Darren Woodson.
Real good player.
And Marshall Yanda.
Another one of those guard, like, put him in the Joel Bitonio bucket, right? Another like a guard who excelled at his position, was a perennial Pro Bowler. I think he's got 1 Super Bowl win, which probably helps his candidacy. So that'll be one of the ones that Mary Kay and Tony will debate in the room.
All right, let me just add this too. The selection committee may elect up to 5 modern era players for the class of 2026. Each must receive a minimum positive vote of 80% for election. 5 others Senior category finalist.
Right.
Kenny Anderson, Cincinnati quarterback.
Hall of very good.
Yeah.
Not quite there.
I always liked him. Roger Craig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the multi-purpose. Like he kind of invented that in many ways, right?
LC Greenwood.
Wow. That put all the the entire Steelers defense would be in then pretty much, right? Borderline.
Bill Belichick. How could that be a no? That's a yes, right? And Robert Kraft, too.
I guess.
Put them in together.
There you go.
Make them speak right after each other. Oh, man. I don't know if I'd watch that or I'd go back and watch The Roast. The Roast of Tom Brady. Maybe perhaps one of the funniest.
And what I've been hearing in the last 48 hours, Drake May is already in the Hall of Fame, too, apparently.
Did you not realize that?
Yeah.
Throw four touchdowns in a game plus whatever you need to do, and then you're automatically in.
Sure.
All right, so that's your list. Again, we are the closest thing to connection for us would be, Bill Belichick. That's it, right? And the guys that beat us left and right.
Or Terrell Suggs, who sacked one quarterback after another here, right? That'd be the only other connection. It's really hard, especially when you're a voter, and I just dealt with this in baseball. When you start to really, split hairs on these guys, it's tough because they're all very good. And obviously, if you're a candidate, then you're worthy of at least a conversation. So congratulations to all these gentlemen.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think who they put in and what game will we get. That's the way you got to look at it.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a very good point.
You would think Breeze is, right? Of all those guys on that list.
Yeah, he's the no doubter. I'm gonna give you a Saints Cardinals matchup. We're gonna go Drew Brees and Larry Fitzgerald being the.
Hey, well,
the
Kevin two. Williams is there too.
Yeah.
Going back to the just kind of blah, blah, blah. You're probably looking at that.
There you go,
Larry Fitzgerald.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, I don't know how you... I'm just trying to help out the folks in Stark County. Speaking of helping out, Mary Kay Cabot talked to us. Something in the air?
Yeah, it's just
gut feeling that gut maybe vibe. There's going to be a change?
You know, as a reporter, you got to lean on that every once in a while, especially when you're not getting any information. And
can't use analytics on that?
It's been EPA or whatever it is that we're falling back on now. Yeah, information has been hard to come by out there this year. I have not been out there nearly as much as I had in the past, but I'm out there a day or two every week. And yeah, the vibes have been interesting. I was told last week that, as I mentioned earlier, this coaching staff was kind of going about business as if there was going to be a 2026 for them. So that doesn't necessarily mean the head coach has to be part of that, but I think the coordinators, what I was fascinated by is...
Bubba's got to be on the hot seat. I mean, I don't think there's much... I've never spent this much time... picking apart special teams directly for losing games.
No, I know. There's been.
But I also say that special teams is kind of the crumbs of what you have as a team, and now you've got guys. And I say this about special teams because I think it's the hardest job because you're taking players probably out of college, that were probably the best on their team and never even sniffed special teams after their freshman year. And if they were good their freshman year, they probably weren't playing special teams anyway. So now you've got these guys that are now at the NFL level that have always been the best players on their team, and now you're asking them to play special teams.
And it's a young team to begin with, right? So even more so, right? You know what? We're out there and we watch practice. I think Bubba's a good coach. I think Bubba knows what he's doing out there. I think they just had some bad moments, right? I mean, there's times where, you know, somebody's going to miss a block, somebody's going to get held, and all of a sudden somebody's going to find a seam and return a kick a long way. Unfortunately for the Browns, because there's been such a fine, you know, line margin for error game in and game out, that those things become magnified, right? So the 50-yard kickoff return turns into something huge. Now, the Jets game was an absolute disaster where you give up back-to-back returns. I mean, how many times have we ever seen that in our lifetimes, right? So,
We have weird games against the Jets.
Oh, my God.
Just weird.
Dating back to like the 70s.
Weird.
Every get together with them, you know, leads to something.
Maybe it's our payback comical for Monday Night Football for being
is
the
that
first
what it
Monday.
Is? That
yeah.
was the,
Homer
that was
Jones.
The, Homer Jones. Jones return. That's exactly right. So, you know, I think, you know, Bubba would be on the hot seat if there is anybody there for sure that would be potentially in trouble. But again, we don't know because we haven't really been told by them during this year how the Haslams felt about this year really going in. You know, what was their line of demarcation in terms of expectation? Where did they think this team was really capable of? I mean, they knew what kind of roster that Kevin and company were dealing with. And so are they going to then, you know, give them a pass, if you will?
Deep thought question here. Just sidebar. Why can I remember Homer Jones's name, but I can't remember Family Friends? Like last night we were talking about some friends and I was like, oh my God, I've been friends with this person for 10 years and now suddenly I cannot remember their name, but yet I can sit here and we can be in the middle of a conversation and Homer Jones is right there. He's like, boom, okay, Homer Jones, Monday Night Football. Like,
it happens.
Why is that?
It's just age. It's a little bit of everything, right? I know. Word association. There's all kinds of factors there.
You'd be my counselor. I might need some help on this one. So, all right.
Gentlemen, I got a little bit of news if you want it. And it's a little on the uglier side to forewarn anybody out there. So, New England Patriots star, according to Boston 25 News, New England Patriots star receiver Stephon Diggs is facing felony strangulation or suffocation and misdemeanor assault and battery charges stemming from an incident on Tuesday, December 2nd. Court documents are showing, according to Boston 25 News. So, yeah, Stephon Diggs is... might not be seeing many of those playoff games, and hopefully everyone's all right.
This is from court documents as well. I'm seeing this report now too, Dan. Yeah. They're waiting for a judge to rule on a request. Boy, oh boy. Scheduled to be arraigned just 2 days before the potential AFC championship game. Developing story to say the least.
Man, I always wonder how these stories play in a locker room. They either... they're hard stories in the locker room, right?
They're hard stories in general.
It's just weird. Like wide receiver Stephon Diggs facing strangulation and assault charges.
Yeah, and obviously he's been a huge part of their incredible turnaround this year, led by Drake May and guided by Mike Vrabel. So we'll see where this goes, but not one of the good NFL stories that you want to see.
Boston 25 News was the first to report this. Is that right?
Yep.
Wow.
And so in more news update, because there's no good left turn to take out of this one.
No.
Injury update from the Denver Nuggets on Nikola Jokic. He has a left knee hyperextension, will be reevaluated in 4 weeks, but no ligament damage as of now, according to the Denver Nuggets.
So that's a good thing. We had heard this morning, I was talking to Tim Reynolds, who we'll have on a little bit later to talk about the Hurricanes. He covers the NBA for the AP. He had been hearing the same, that there was no ligament damage, but they were saying bone bruise at the time. So a hyperextension, while bad, and you know, let's remember too, this is a 7 foot, 280 pound best player on the planet. You know, the Nuggets will obviously take their time with him and assess him and do all the right things by him. But you'd have to say good news on a whole for him and the league.
Speaking of the NBA, let's talk about the Cavaliers when we come back here. We'll talk about that big game last night. Things looking like they might be heading in the right direction. And maybe just some of this noise that's going on about the Cavaliers. Is it good, bad, true, not true, just noise?
Noisy.
What is it?
It's noisy.
It is. 216-474-0092. Again, coming up at noon, Darryl Ryder. And then Bill Rabinowitz at 1220 and Tim Reynolds at 1 o'clock as we talk Ohio State, Miami a little bit later in the show.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.